Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we spoke with Malika Ofkir, who has written a book about her family's imprisonment after her father organized a failed coup attempt against the King of Morocco. Our conversation drew a number of responses. Pat Jennings of Nampa, Idaho, spent 3 years in Morocco as a Peace Corps worker. She arrived shortly before that coup attempt, and she wrote, "I listened to this program about the Ofkir family with tears. When I think that this family was imprisoned for all this time, it makes my heart sick. For them to have suffered in such a manner is unthinkable. We were all oblivious to the oppression, or maybe we just chose to ignore it." Edwin Nelson of Arlington, Virginia, wrote, "Instead of the story of an elite survivor, we should read books about the countless dying daily in Morocco due to poverty and ignorance, while the elite class thrives on corruption and the trafficking of drugs." Well, last Saturday, we talked to sports commentator Ron Rappaport about the onset of the NBA playoffs. Gary Brandt, over the internet, wrote to say that if we wanted to capture public attention, we should have talked about hockey. He wrote, "I hate to say this, but I really don't know how many NBA fans anymore there are, especially since MJ, Bird, and Magic have left. Please talk about the LA Kings, the Mario Pens, the Maple Leafs, the Blues, etc. America is embracing hockey, much like the current craze with Tiger and golf." We played a snippet from a phone call I received a couple of weeks ago from an angry bigot to talk a bit about hate, kooks, and the slow progress of tolerance. My essay about that call and other incidents of intolerance drew an overwhelming response. Joan Epro over the internet wrote, "I nearly drove off the road. I was horrified by the message of hate, horrified that this man or anyone could speak with such invective about people he doesn't know." Jack Hamilton, also on the internet, wrote, "I'm not sure what was more powerful, the playing of the anonymous phone message or the commentary that followed." Margot Cully of the internet wrote, "Thank you for this most unwelcome wake-up call." But Joan Tenner of Sun Lakes, Arizona wrote, "Why give these people a very public forum for their hate messages? As a good journalist, you surely must have a better technique to illustrate your point." We welcome your letters here at Weekend Edition Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or you may email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.